What's up, guys? It's St. Vincent. And from Progressive Insurance, this is Shower Sessions. Each episode, we'll go behind the curtain to meet new artists, hear their stories, and perform from the stage where pretty much every singer got their start, the shower.
Lucifer sings a soprano, fallen angel listening to Zeppelin.
I got me someone else instead of
This is Shower Sessions. Welcome to my shower. Today on the podcast, Lute, a pop duo based in LA. Before we get into it, we'll hear them do their thing live from my shower.
Okay, what are you going to play?
We're going to play a song called Your Side of the Bed. Hope you never hear this. You probably couldn't deal with it. Hope your family's still doing great. I miss them every Sunday. Your friends probably hate me. Wish you never met me. Forget a happy ending. Since you left us,
1, 2, 3.
He's coming close to me.
I can't sleep,
'cause he's where you're supposed to be. And
he's getting all the songs you used to get. He's getting all the words inside my head. He's sleeping on your side of the bed, but it's still your side.
That song
is how it was written was kind of a funny thing, and this happens between the two of us
yeah.
a lot because we've been working together for like probably 5 years to the point where we know so much about what's going on in each other's lives.
I was going through a really, really intense breakup at the time. It was just one of those situations where like I wasn't fully over the person that I'd been with for a very long time, but I also wanted to be, and I really liked the new person that I was dating, and Jackson, like, made some joke about it.
We were actually in the middle of writing a totally different song. It was going great, and I said jokingly, like, about this new guy that Emma was seeing, like, who's a friend of ours. I was like, I'm going to text him. Maybe I should text him, like, you know, you're getting all these songs written about you. And we kind of, like, paused for a second, and all turned and looked at each other, and we were like, is that, like,
that's
a whole different concept?
Idea.
And and then we were like, should we just jump ship for half an hour, what we're doing, and write that? And we did, and that was Your Side of the Bed.
We started as a duo. We started not as a duo, actually. We didn't know each other at all, and we got paired together randomly in college for an assignment in our songwriting class. He was a junior and I was a freshman.
Yeah,
and
I was just sitting in the desk behind Emma.
Yeah, we'd spoken literally five words to each other since meeting, like, before that. So he paired us for this assignment, which was just simply to write a song together. And Jackson, right after class, being like, yeah, so you want to go work on a song, like, now? And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, I have, like, access to the studios and stuff. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, my only goal for that semester was to, like, get that teacher to know who I was and to find somebody that I could work with that I, like, trusted, that really understood what I was doing. That happened in one class.
And then, yeah, that was just strong. We just had, like, a chemistry creatively, and we just literally, after that, we just kept going.
What was that song? What was the first song you made?
It's called Golden Boy, and I have a video somewhere on Instagram, really, really far down my personal Instagram, of my dorm and, like, also a bunch of people in our major singing it in my bedroom, like, straight up, shouting the song.
At the time, we were like, this is awesome. And now we listen back and we're like, God,
this is never,
you know how it is. With early songs, you're like, I hope the world never sees it. But that kind of progressed into our professor who, you know, has a JV publishing with Universal. And
we met with Island. We loved them. We just wanted to, like, hang out with them more and did a few meetings.
And it just turned into one thing to the next.
When you guys were growing up, did you have a physical space in your home, a room or something? Your zone to be creative?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So I would have shows in front of my living room.
As you do?
Yeah, when you're a kid.
Standard.
Or not a kid anymore, but you still do it anyway. But it was a lot of making up random songs and musicals in my head, and I was all of the characters. Or my sister was one of them, and, like, we did dance, like, coordinated things, and just, like, sing all the time in the living room.
So. I had the, like, bedroom studio, like, slowly building one piece at a time between Christmas and a birthday. That was, like, in high school, that was my creative place. And it's right above the kitchen where my parents would be down there if my mom works there a lot, or she'd be on her computer, or they'll be cooking or doing whatever. It's kind of like a central place in our house. And they said, when I went to college, it was sad. It was just so quiet all of a sudden because there was no
silence.
Noise coming from above of me,
like
making beats or writing in my room.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but we're actually physically in a shower right now. For either of you, do songs come to you in the shower?
Yeah, this shower for me is like, I figure out lyrics or figure out like a roadblock or something we're stuck on or a song concept or idea. And I've definitely stopped the shower a couple times and went and grabbed my iPhone and, like, voicemailed something because I'm like, no, I'll remember it. And then I realize I never remember things unless I record
them. I know,
them.
I've almost ruined my phone a number of times.
Yeah. Sometimes I just leave it recording while I go in the shower.
I don't know if guys are the same way, but, like, as a girl, it's like I have three types of shower. There's, like, the I shouldn't be showering right now and don't have time to shower.
Got it? Yeah,
there's, like,
did that
the,
this
like,
morning.
Yeah, the rinse off. Then there's, like, the shower where you just kind of let yourself wash your hair and things like that. And then there's the shower of showers, which is like a spa day, but not. And, you know, then you also sit and just sing for 20 minutes. That's what happens to me when I'm in the shower. So, I don't know. Usually at that point is when I start coming up with, like, actual lyrics and stuff for us.
Yeah.
Like, I've come up with full ideas, but only after.
But mostly you come up with those ideas on the full spa shower.
Yeah, yeah, full spa shower.
I've been singing a lot of, like, Post Malone shower sessions.
Oh, yeah.
I've been in the shower. It sounds good. It's very emotional.
What's your moment when you were like, oh, my God, we're kind of a thing. This is we have fans.
Maybe the first time at a show when people, I heard the crowd singing back lyrics. And I was like, what, why, how do you, and then it's like, well, that's because they listen to the music and then they hear it and they remember it and they come to the show and then they sing it back. As a new artist especially, you're like, you guys want us to be here and you know us and you are excited for us to sing and sharing this moment together. And all of a sudden you're just like, I never understood when I heard artists say like, oh, it feels like family or it feels like that until that happened, you know? And I was like, wow, I feel like I know all of you and I feel so comfortable and I feel so loved by that.
Yeah,
and that was for me, especially emotionally, like that kind of moment where it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, because you're not singing at people, you're singing
with them. People. That's a great way.
You're right. That is an interesting thing when it turns, because I spent a lot of time opening for other bands.
Yeah.
And it was an interesting thing where it turns and you're like, oh, people want me to be here now.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not
right.
a thing that they have to get through.
Right.
And like have to get another drink through.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
Yeah.
It also makes it easier when you play with like for kids and not just adults, like 16 and up shows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They can't go to the bar to drink, so they have to stay.
So what's next for you guys?
We're diving into our first like full body of work, full album, which we've kind of started to collect some pieces of over the past like 4 or 5 months and conceptually like what it is and what we want to say about it.
I guess, yeah, I've been cultivating this for months, but it's really come to a head for me. Like I've been honing in on the concept for a while.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Mm-hmm. for it to already exist so that I can like have insight from other people of like what they make of it afterwards. I don't know how to describe that any other way.
I mean, the goal is with that is like to translate something that is really genuine and feels like one statement that you can go out on the road and have people come out and share that moment with you. So that would be the next step. I think we'll be doing that soon, so mm-hmm. hopefully. And yeah, I guess that's kind of our next foreseeable couple months.
So before you guys go, I would love it if you would perform another song.
Sure.
Cool. Yeah.
What are you gonna play?
We're gonna play 85%.
Taste in my mouth. I believed what I wanted to see in you, and it's too. Now the truth's coming out. There's a ghost in my bed. Should have known what to expect. But you could tell me I'm different. If it ends the same, what's the difference? Lie to me, make it seem better than it ever was. Oh, I should really use my head. I should really use my head. Thinking with my chest, yeah. Oh, I was dying to connect. Give me 85%, only 85,
yeah. We dive into things at first, hoping for something more.
nice to hear that in this room.
In this shower.
It's nice. It resonates quite nicely.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Well, that's it for this episode of Shower Sessions from Progressive. If you want to see these video performances and other behind-the-scenes stuff, check out showersessionspodcast.com. I'm St. Vincent. Thanks so much for listening. See you in my bathroom. What?